Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight right here on WWCR Around the World. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. We've got a great program. The title of tonight's message goes right along with the song that we played for you, The Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to have the rock, and you got to build with the rock, and you got to build on the rock to get the temple built to enter into the kingdom. We're going to talk about it, give you scriptures, verification, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, to enlighten you. You know, the whole objective, what would you give, really, in exchange for your soul? Would you give the world? Did you know that a lot of people are more interested in the rock of prudential than they are of the rock of salvation? More people are more interested in laying the cornerstone of a bank where that they can put their treasures in the earthen temple rather than working for the labor of laying the stones and the jewels and the values in a kingdom to come. Ladies and gentlemen, it's what you sow down here is what you get up there. You can't get around it. What you reap is what you sow, and what you build. And all the Bible talks about taking heed how you build upon the rock. And so then, if you will, lay your foundation stone. Did you know that the cornerstone is really the first stone in the foundation that's laid? A lot of times they have the memorial and the dedications of great buildings. You know, the temple stone of Jerusalem, built by Herod, it took them 46 long years to erect this magnificent temple that Christ despised by calling it a temple of thieves and a temple of deceit. Ladies and gentlemen, the temples across the land are being laid even as I speak. Large congregations are building mighty brick and mortar temples to house and enslave and deceive, and would deceive the very elect if possible. But we're talking about a building that you're going to present to the Father in the day of judgment. Every man is going to be tried with the works of his building. We're going to find out really what kind of a spiritual builder you are, and the works of your body. You're going to be judged in those works done in that body, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only way that Yahweh has got to judge you. Now, if you will build by the blueprint, you can't haphazardly build a temple in relationship to the truth. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32:18, of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know a lot of people started out and run well and turned back, give up, quit, got disillusioned, tired, worn out, kicked to the curb, and misused in religious systems so long that the call came out by the Messiah when he came, Yahweh the Christ. When he was here, he cried out from the streets, not in the temples made with hands, but he cried out in the streets on the cobblestones of the cities across Galilee. The lonely voice cried out, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am very easy to be entreated." In other words, it's very easy to find the simple plan with the simple man. And yet you've got to have the correct cornerstone. Thou hast forgotten the God that has formed thee. Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the city built four square with a cornerstone, himself being the chief cornerstone, as Peter mentioned, and we'll get to later on into the New Testament, as we're laying you a gestalt, a foundation, that his work is perfect. He's the rock. His judgments and his ways are truth. He is a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Well, isn't it wonderful? As it says in Psalms chapter 31, verse 2, bow down thine ear unto me. Deliver me speedily, for thou art my strong rock. For a house of defense to save me. Now, if you are the temple of Yahweh, and you are, you must build your temple. You must seek the correct measurements and commandments or blueprints. You see, the word is a lamp to your feet. No man ever built a building in the dark. You got to build it when daylight comes. And if you build in the dark, you're building possibly on a sandy foundation. Did you know that Christ alluded to the wise builders that built deep to find the rock? They dug deep. And then they laid the chief cornerstone. And there, as it says in Psalms 94, verse 22, listen as I read. But Yahweh is my defense, and my El is my refuge, my rock. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, I get very excited about the rock. If you fasted for the blueprint, now Yahweh has got a way that is hidden from the world. You won't find it down at your local average church. You know why? Because the church is built on basic traditions of the four seasons of worship. That would be Christmas, and that would be Easter, and that would be Thanksgiving, and Halloween. That's the four seasons of the building stones of a basic 501(c) church. And if you're going to build the rock of Salvation Church, you've got to go back to the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24, and get the blueprint. Right there lays the key to the kingdom. God is a spirit. It's not a church committee. And the Bible says, they that worship him. In other words, when you build a temple, you're to build a temple to worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, what is truth? Well, that's the $64 question. Now it comes in that Yahweh only shows the truth. And the Bible said CMS for the old path. And when you find it, and when you find it, and very few do, not the millions and the millions and the millions of people that just go down to the church, put their name on the church book, have the acceptance and the friendliness of the church community to welcome you in. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what else do you do, or what's the Bible say to do? It says, the day that you seek me with your whole heart, not your tradition, not the ways of the 501(c) crowd, in Psalms chapter 89, verse 26. Let me show you something here. You got to know who you're calling on. How can you call on him in whom you have not heard? It's easy to call on a false name. It's popular to call on a false name. The world is full of false religions. The Bible talks about religion being vain. Have you examined yours lately? He shall cry unto me, Psalms 89, verse 26. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my Yah, and the rock of my salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get Yahweh, He is the stone the builders rejected. The builders were the Bible translators of the New Testament. Yes, He made it into the Old Testament. You know why? Because He spoke directly with prophets like Jeremiah. Yah is my Elohim. Isaiah. Yahweh is my defense. Ladies and gentlemen, by these great prophets that spoke only in the name of Yahweh, never in the name of Jesus, we get to the New Testament and we find a switch. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an old trick of the shell game, the hand and the eye, and the bait and the switch. We have been given a Bible that says holy, and inside this Bible that says holy, turning into the New Testament, we go to Acts chapter 4, and we read verse 11 and 12. This is the rock. This is the stone the builders rejected. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they did not reject Jesus. They put Jesus in the New Testament. But they did reject the Hebrew God of Israel, Yahweh. Let me give you a scripture to prove that Yahweh, the one we call Christ in the New Testament, was Yahweh. This is 1 Corinthians 10 and 4. Read it for yourself here. As you build your building, do not take Pastor Buddy's word for it. Do not take the local priest's word for it or the rabbi. Take the Bible, rightly divide it, search it out, and then hear the evidence. And as they passed through the Red Sea, they did all drink of the same spiritual drink. Now that drink was given to them by the God of heaven that led them out of the land of Egypt, and as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And He spoke out of that cloud. And He told Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, exactly what His name was. And I'm sorry, it wasn't Jesus. This is a name that's become popular. I can't help that. I know that I hurt your feelings when I talk about Jesus. But I'd rather to correct your building if you built on Jesus and have a hope that that's the name. Remember in Revelation 22:4, you must have the name of the Father. Did you know that 99% of Christianity will not acknowledge that Jesus is the Father? They say God's a Father. And when you question who God is, they'll say, well, you know, God. So then, see, they divide up the Godhead and make it a creature rather than the Creator. The Creator had the same name as He did back here in the time that He was the rock. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the rock came out of the Old Testament or the Old Parchment into the New Testament, and yet the Greeks rejected the rock of the Old Testament, the name, and put in a name to deceive the very elect. Oh, it's awesome how Satan and the craftiness and preachers of the 501(c)(3) crowd who will not pray. They're not interested in that, ladies and gentlemen. They don't have to. They've got a parsonage. They've got a congregation handed to them. They come out of these cemetery preaching schools. with the credentials to take over a congregation. And did you know that there is a shortage, not for bread and water, but for preachers? Yeah, even in the 501(c)(3) crowd, there is a shortage of preachers. The Catholic Church can't keep priests. Most of them are doing things that are immoral and are getting thrown out, and the church is getting sued and slandered. So then it's getting so bad, they do not examine the clergy to see if they're filled with the Holy Ghost. They're filled with the Holy Devil. Most of them are. And they have lawsuits continuously. They're fighting that the church, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this 501(c)(3) system that employs a huge battery of lawyers just to defend the church in the court. In California, just recently, a large settlement was agreed to by the church, and it cost the church, the diocese in this California community, so much that they literally had to sell the building to pay for the sins of the priest. Ladies and gentlemen, it has gotten so bad that you can't trust a preacher more than you can trust a used car salesman. And I'm not asking you to trust me, because I'm certainly not of the caliber to command a large congregation. My congregation is my church through the radio and my studiers and students that keep a record and listen to me faithfully, and they log in to the scriptures. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 10:4. You've got to listen to the scriptures. Here's your spiritual building. Take heed how you build. Every man's work's going to be tried before him. I'm going to prove that just in a moment. And they all did drink of the spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Yahweh Christ. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, if the rock of the Old Testament, Yahweh, 5,823 times alone his name is in the Hebrew language, you can't deny it. It's there. Read it and weep. Well, it just so happens that they give us a new name in the New Testament to call upon, because it's so Greekish. Did you know that Greeks seek after wisdom and the Jews stumbled at the stumbling stone? The stumbling stone, ladies and gentlemen, was the name of Yahweh. They didn't want to preach it. They forbade the apostles, the apostolic fathers, to preach this great magnanimous name unto the house of Israel scattered in the isles. They said, it's not right for us to take that which is holy and give it to the dogs. Christ settled the issue when the old woman came up before him, and she said, that's true, Master, but even the dogs desire the crumbs that falls from the Master's table. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what that crumb was? It was a crumb of understanding of the stone who they were forbidden to teach. The name of Yahweh was forbidden by the clergy of that day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They rejected the petition of Christ. That's why that they argued actually with Christ. They did not want him to call himself Yahweh, evidenced by John 10:30-33. We stone you not. The stone was is a symbol of our message tonight. They stoned him with natural stones because he said he was the living stone. And the stone was the name. They knew what he meant. They said, we don't stone you for making all of these miracles and healing all of these sick people. That's not what we're rocking you for, man. We're stoning you because you're a man in a flesh body making yourself Yahweh. Oh, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Pastor Buddy receives the stones of affliction from the 501(c) unbelieving crowd that's been indoctrinated, that has left out the cornerstone. When I come preaching the name of Yahweh, and they have don't have it in their building, and they can't identify with it and stand up under the scrutiny of the scriptures and prove their name. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is not even 500 years old. Wasn't even in the original King James Bible as J-E-S-U-S, so it couldn't have been Jesus. We got to go back to the drawing board. If it's not Yahweh, you need to figure out what it is. I've done got it figured out, because 5,823 times in the Old Testament, in the ancient scripts, even documents that goes back thousands of years, has been dug up, and there in the ancient language was the great name of Yahweh, written in Bethel. The reason I love the name of Yahweh so much and so good is because no one can deny that it has a natural configuration. The four sacred letters of the great name of Yahweh, Yah, is written in the mountains of Bethel. We have the evidence. We have the satellite photo. Right there it is. Can't be denied. And so Yahweh has proven himself. And in Psalms, listen to me now, in Psalms 118, verse 22, the stone which the builders refused is become the head of the corner. The stone that they wouldn't preach, the name that they wouldn't declare, the builders, the Pharisees, who thought it was too sacred for utter lips of clay other than the high priest. And you see, they guarded the priesthood. The preachers today would tell you this truth if they weren't afraid to lose their 501(c) congregation, and they will. They're going to lose them anyway, because when you stand before Yahweh on that day and you hear him say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity," I don't care how many churches that you've pastored, you have the blood of those who you refuse the evidence and the confirmation of the scriptures themselves, as the Bereans of Acts 17 searched daily, and there wasn't no New Testament to search. They went back and proved the name of Yahweh beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Peter, James, and John, and the Apostle Paul, and all of the apostolic fathers were preaching across the land in flame of fire. Matthew 16:16-18, and Simon Peter answered and said unto him, "Thou art the Messiah. You are the offspring of the living God." The Messiah answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I also say unto you, thou art Peter." You know what the word Peter means in Hebrew? It means stone. So then this is the cornerstone. Peter had the keys to the kingdom. Upon this rock. What rock? The name. Peter was the first one to use it in Acts chapter 2:38. He was the first one to invite the Hebrews, called Gentiles, incorrectly, by the way, in Acts chapter 10. He was the key bearer. He had not only the keys, or key, he had the keys, one to the house of Judah and one to the house of Israel. He carried both of the keys to the house of Judah. They rejected it. And then he reluctantly went with Cornelius, the servants of Cornelius, the Italian, the Hebrew Israelite that had lived in Italy, separated from the commonwealth, carried the message back to the house of Israel, fulfilling the prophecy, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. them must I also bring. Ladies and gentlemen, where can we get this truth of salvation? Is there anybody on radio teaching this outside of Pastor Buddy? Am I the only one that would dare go against the traditional system of the Bellbox 501(c) crowd, as it is written in Romans 9:30? Paul preached it and he got stones for his trouble. Christ preached it and he got stoned for his trouble. Pastor Buddy preaches the great name, the rock, the stone, and I get the stones of disbelief out of the people that listen around the country. They can't deny it. I've had nobody to challenge me on the scriptures. Listen to this. Romans 9:30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, but have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is by faith, but Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not obtained the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. Listen to me well. For they stumbled. There it is now. For they stumbled. Listen to me well. They stumbled at the stumbling stone. Well, when Christ came and revealed that he was the stone that the builders would reject, fulfilling the prophecy of Deuteronomy, that he was the God and the rock of salvation. Do you know another one? Is there another name, ladies and gentlemen? They stumbled at the stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. Does it offend you that I preach only the name of Yahweh? Does it offend you that I am building the foundation of my faith and passing it on to others and suggesting that you follow the gospel that Pastor Buddy preaches? Ladies and gentlemen, if I were out to deceive you, I could deceive you very easily. All I got to do is join the 501(c) crowd, get me a preacher's permit from some ordained organization, or if I wanted to, I could become a Catholic priest, because there is a shortage, as I've said, of preachers. But the Bible says there'll come a shortage, not for the preachers, but for the hearing of the word. There's your shortage, ladies and gentlemen. The preachers are not getting the word. Therefore, they're not passing the word on down to the constituents that are under them, and their responsibility is that they themselves have not, and I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, they have not the truth in them, because when they speak of a lie, they speak of their own. Did you know that they are deceivers of deceit? Well, you better listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to get on this train.
Name, fall down, brother, for that long black chain.
501-3C train that's built a mighty track into the hearts of the people of Yahweh, deceiving the very elect. Did you know that in Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, it says that we are laborers? Now, laborers lay the stones, ladies and gentlemen. That's the workers. We are laborers together with Yah. We are Yah's husbandry. We are Yah's building. You are the temple of Yahweh. Take heed how that you lay the stones of your building, because there's going to come a shaking, and everything that doesn't remain, everything that's going to be shook off, is going to perish. Everything that can't be shaken, as it is written in verse 10, listen to me, of chapter 3, Corinthians. According to the grace of Yah, which was given unto me, the Apostle Paul, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon. Paul was warning you that there would come grievous wolves after he preached the great name of Yahweh. He didn't know no Jesus. If you'll go to the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, when he was struck down on the way to Damascus, and he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said he was Jesus. That's the way it's written in the New Testament. See, that's the way the Greek trickers, ladies and gentlemen, they tricked and treat the people with another name. And the people will believe a false name, but when you bring the true name over the false name, they will hang to the false name and reject the true name, just like the house of Israel blindly, foolishly rejected the Messiah because he said he was Yahweh. They couldn't believe that Yahweh would come down in a flesh body. Take heed how you build. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. For if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's works is going to be tried by fire. Ladies and gentlemen, if you built for silver and gold, Peter said in the book of Acts, "The silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it to you in the name of Yahweh." You see, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that Paul had never heard of Jesus, he'd heard of Zeus, he'd never heard of Jesus, because the spirit that spoke and struck him down spoke to him in the 26th verse there in that gospel in a Hebrew tongue. The Hebrew tongue has no name for Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Hebrew tongue acknowledges Yahweh 7,000 times in the ancient scriptures. His name has been recorded even in America in ancient stones in 27 sites that has been uncovered. Probably many have been desecrated and covered up by some people that do not want you to know that at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, as it's written in Galatians chapter 2, verse 18, "For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor." Did you know that Paul was destroying the people that called on the name and made himself a transgressor? And that spirit that spoke to him in the Hebrew tongue says, "Is it hard for you to kick against the pricks?" Listen to this. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21, "In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth up into a holy temple to Yahweh." Ladies and gentlemen, you must start now. If you've laid the foundation wrong, tear it down. For those who have started the temple and haven't got enough truth to finish out their faith must start on a foundation that will stand. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And God built us a temple in the name of Yahweh and told us to get in it. And the Bible says the righteous will run into it. The name of Yahweh, Proverbs 14 and 10. The righteous will see the name of Yahweh, and they will run into it, and they are safe. Hebrews chapter 9. But Christ, becoming a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, built us a house, and this house is the house that we are to walk in. The Bible says to walk in it and you'll find rest for your soul. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that that stumbling stone and the rock of offense, as it's recorded in Matthew chapter 21, verse 42, the Messiah, Yahweh Christ, said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner, and this is Yahweh's doing, and it's marvelous in your eyes? Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that no other foundation can a man lay except that which is laid, and that is Yahweh. He's Yahweh in the Old Testament, the rock. He is Yahweh in the New Testament, the rock. They just rejected that stone, that rock, and put in another name. Now, your mission is to succeed as a good carpenter and a good builder and go back and replace the cornerstone of deception with the name of salvation. And there's salvation in no other names. A lot of people want to give you two or three names. But ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the Bible says there is none other name? And did you know that in John 17, verses 6, that the Messiah, Yahweh Christ, said unto the disciples, as he prayed for them, Father, I have manifested thy name, not the name of Jesus. They didn't go out and preach Jesus, folks. They went out and preached a name that even they didn't know. And now you haven't known it, and I'm preaching it to you, and now you are duty-bound by hearing this. Then it's better for you to not hear it than hear it not obey it. So you've got a mission to do. You need to find some apostolic preacher in the name of Yahweh to baptize you for the remission of sins, as it said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and 6. Wherefore also, it is contained in the scriptures. Oh my, in the Old Testament. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. We read it to you out of the scriptures. I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what have we got to say about the stone that was laid? In 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 17, at the king's command, they removed from the quarry large blocks of quality stone to provide a foundation of dressed stone for the house of Yahweh. Don't you think it's time that you laid a quality name that you can stand on? That you can read in the Bible. You don't have to read out of some farmer's almanac or some New Testament that has been changed. And the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelations warns you not to change the name. In Ezra chapter 3, when they repaired the breach and rebuilt the temple, when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of Yahweh, the priest donned their vestments and with trumpets, as I played you the shofar of the great name of Yahweh, the stone, the rock. The Levites, the sons, came with cymbals and vesters and vestments and trumpets, and took their places to praise Yahweh as prescribed by David the king. And with praise and thanksgiving they sang to Yahweh, "He is good. His love to Israel endures forever." And all the people gave a great shout of praise unto Yahweh, because the foundation of the house of Yahweh was laid. Did you know that there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that will hear Brother Johnson's message tonight and repent, that there will be more rejoicing in heaven over that repentance? If you're in the wrong name, get the right one. If you've got the wrong cornerstone, change the cornerstone. No other stone can any man lay except that which is laid. And it was laid in the Old Testament. We're proving it right here, ladies and gentlemen. In Psalms 97, verse 2, the great king said, "Clouds and thick darkness surround the throne of Yahweh. Righteousness and justice are the foundation to his throne." Remember Acts? And remember 4:11, "There is salvation in none other name." Remember John 4:24, "Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and truth." Isaiah 33:6, "It will be a sure foundation for your time, a rich stone, and a storehouse of salvation and wisdom and knowledge." This is 33:6, Isaiah. It's a great one. "He will be sure," he will make sure, "the foundation of your time, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of Yahweh is the key to his treasure." Oh my. Jeremiah 51, verse 27, the great prophet Jeremiah, who had never heard of a Jesus, he had heard of the great Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had the greatest heist in history of deception pulled upon the Christian church. And they've idly, blindly, ignorantly, foolishly clamored after a false name. Jeremiah, "No rock will be taken from you as a cornerstone, nor any stone for a foundation, for you will be desolate forever, declared Yahweh, because you have rejected the stone that was laid in Zion." The Greeks rejected it, and the Jews stumbled at the stumbling stone. They didn't want to use it, and so they permitted the Greeks to change it. No, nothing said, knowing that it was the wrong name. Ladies and gentlemen, it is. Here we are. Ezekiel 41, or Ezekiel 13, verse 14. "I will tear down the wall that you have covered with whitewash." The people that have built their building, Yahweh's promising in the book of Ezekiel 13:14, "I will tear down your wall that you've covered with flowers." Oh yes, it looks good. Oh yeah, stained glass windows. Great cornerstones of these large cathedrals of 5013, deception and deceit. "I will tear down your covered walls that are whitewashed, and will make it level to the ground, so that its foundation will be laid bare. When it falls, you will be destroyed in it. And then you will know that I am Yahweh." For in Amos chapter 9, verse 6, "He who builds his lofty palace," ladies and gentlemen, it is loft, "in the heavens and sets its foundation." The meaning of the Hebrew for this word is uncertain, but it means also that it's a high place. And Christ said in John 14, "I go to prepare a place." Remember, he laid the foundation stone in the earth, left it to a bunch of fishermen in ancient Israel, and they fanned out across Galilee and all points into the isles and preached the name of Yahweh for a foundation stone. Let's go to Zechariah 4 and 9 as I close it out tonight. My message on the rock, the hands of Zerubbabel hath laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will complete it. Then you will know that Yahweh Almighty has sent me to you. In Zechariah chapter 8, verse 9, this is what Yahweh Almighty says. You who now hear these words, spoken by my prophet, who were with thee when the foundation was laid for the house of Yahweh, let your hands be strong, so that the temple may be built. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got my message tonight, here on WWCR, around the world. Did you know that there is coming a time to test the building? Did you know the master builder, the great carpenter, the great stonemason of heaven, that is coming down from heaven to examine the buildings, and you are the building, as it says. You are the work of his hands, or you are the work of the hands of Satan. I've set before you the stone of rejection and the stone of acceptance. Which stone will you choose? Here's Pastor Buddy pleading with you to accept the rejected stone. Here's Pastor Buddy telling you that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Did you know that the book of Isaiah says in 28:16, so this is what Yahweh says, see, I lay in Zion a tested stone, a precious stone, a cornerstone for a sure foundation, and the one that trusts in it shall never be moved. You want something to remain when the great shaking comes? Get in the great name of Yahweh. Honor it and praise it from the rising of the sun. The breath you breathe will demonstrate that it's the correct rendering. The sound of his name went out through the earth. You know why? The earth is a temple. And every time you breathe in Yah, and you exhale. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh has left no stone unturned to reveal the truth of the stone of stumbling that I preached to you tonight. Are you going to accept the rejected stone? That's the one I beg you to choose. That's the one that they left out of the New Testament. That's the one that you'll need on the day when he comes up to make up his crown, which will be the stones and the jewels of the earth. Those who have fought a good fight, those who have kept the faith, and those who have not denied his name. Ladies and gentlemen, write me tonight for this message of the Stone Series, the Rejected Stone Series. You can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me. I'm live tonight on the 10th day of February. Moving right along, spring's coming up, and Passover will be here before you know it. We have the calendar finished. This week we will receive our first printing, and they will be going out to all of our subscribers. This is the Sabbath calendar that I preached on the last 3 hours of my last 3 messages on the precious Sabbath. Remember, if you are a fitly joined together temple, you're going to love him and keep his commandments. And it says in Isaiah 66, verses 22, 23, and 24, that they will keep my Sabbaths from one new moon in the millennial kingdom, from one new moon to the other Sabbath. So then, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't keep it, then the last verse said, and then you will go forth and look at the bones or the torn down temples of man that have refused to keep my commandments and keep my Sabbaths and obey my command and repent and be baptized in my great magnanimous name. Brother Paul, you can contact him for STEM tech information at 1-800-253-2748. You can contact Dr. Gary for Miracle 2 and for Vitamir at 1-877-289-7439. If you want alkaline water, we have one of the finest machines on the market. We're going to start offering this alkaline machine to you, and it's marvelous. Some of the things that it can do for the body, and we have a free DVD to show you what the acid water, most people are drinking acidic water, is doing to the colons and the kidneys of America. If you would like good health and you would like an alkaline machine and information, write Pastor Buddy or call me. And I would be glad to send you a free DVD on this wonderful machine made available to you on the Shepherd's Call. So we need your help. And if you will, tuck us a love offering this week and send it to Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that if Yahweh is for you, nobody's going to be against you? I'll see you next Sunday night, WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of South. I'll see you Friday night on WWRB at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Brother Randall. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh's coming.